Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Isetti Ranch in an undisclosed location deep within the earth. We've got a great show tonight. There's a few little heads up we wanted to talk about. I know a lot of people are experiencing these amazing shifts and going through a lot of different shifts in their own lives. And just know that you're not alone, because it seems like everywhere I turn around, somebody's going through a process and old patterns are breaking down, old relationships, old ways of relating to each other, businesses, everything. On every level, we're going through change. But the good news is there's a new world coming in, and just let the old one go. So there's always something grander and better around the corner. And when one door closes, another one opens. And we all know that, but we seem to forget about it when we're smack dab in the middle of our stuff. But the good news is it's your stuff, and the same God that created it can uncreate it, which is within each and every one of us. We've had a lot of activity here. We had some amazing power-ups and ships coming in last night, and say hi to our new guests. We have Khan staying here with us, which is, I think, is a, you know, very dear friend. He's only been to the ranch twice, but the energetic connection and everything else is just phenomenal. I just laugh every time I see his face or think about him. But he's a Kunlun master, and basically he spends a lot of his time in a cave where masters appear to him. And what's funny is that he actually gets the pictures of the masters appearing to him on his cell phone. And he's taken the most amazing pictures. And he took one here last night out in the field that was just amazing. And it started out with some strange lights above him, and then it turned into this whole array of just multicolored orbs, all appearing very tight together, just intense colors in these orbs. And whenever I see that, it's the beginning of a master appearing. And the next shot he took was actually Kuan Yin, and it's undeniable. Kuan Yin actually appearing out in the field here. So we brought up another picture of her, and everything is exactly the same as this other painting of her. And she's holding a chalice in her hand, and she's riding on a dragon, and she has just this beautiful energy and swirls around her, and all of the same angles, everything are in this photograph that you would see in a very ancient painting of her. So I thought that was just a mind blower. It was one thing, we put it up on the screen for everybody to see, and it kind of blew everybody else's mind. But, you know, we've been telling people for years that this is a vortex here, and the masters come and play here. You know, the gods and goddesses all come down to say hi, and, you know, the gnomes and the fairies come out, and the ships, you know, buzz us and high-five us overhead, and it's an amazing place. And if you haven't been out here, you have to come out and check it out. But we are in the middle of this Kunlun workshop. We're all being initiated into not just Kunlun, but some other very ancient practices. And just the energy is phenomenal. Just about everybody here that's going through this class is having incredible experiences. And what I thought I'd do is go ahead and go out to the field here and interview some of these people. We have the show playing upstairs. Hopefully there won't be any feedback. And we're going to try to interview some of the people that are waiting, that are here taking the class. And we might be able to get a few words from Khan in here, although he is Japanese and he doesn't speak a lot of English. But just, I think, a few words from him for people to pick up on his energy would be awesome. So it sounds like we're connecting out into the field here. Hello, are we online?
I'm here, James. This is Chris.
Oh, Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, good, man. Good.
Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
Now,
I'm just sitting here with Eileen.
Oh,
Khan's in a private session. He's just about done, so he'll probably join me in a second here.
Great. We'd love to have just a few words. We know he doesn't speak Japanese. I mean, speak English real well. He's actually Japanese, but just a few words and his energy going over the airwaves, I think, would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. His English is limited, but his spirit really comes through, and he's just an amazing guy, you know.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about some of the experiences that are happening in the class here at the ranch, and maybe how you ran into, you know, had your first meeting with Con, and just, we'll just take it from there.
Well, Con is showing a bunch of new things this time. You know, we had different practices with Max, and with Con, it's a different deal. He's got a whole other set.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're seeing a lot of.
I know those hand mudras are just phenomenal. And you can feel the energy. Each one of them has its own specific energy path that it seems to follow. But I think I'm going to need a crash course and to see that over and over again.
Mudras. Yeah, well, they all connect to different parts of the brain and activate different energy centers, and I don't understand it all myself, but you know, I don't do a lot of mudras, but it's really interesting, very, very powerful.
Yeah, I don't think you really have to understand it when you do it, and you do the breath, you know, work that he's teaching along with the mudras. You feel it. I mean, you feel the energy lines open up in different parts of your body, and it's amazing, you know, even though you may not fully understand it, you definitely have the experience or the feeling that comes with holding those positions and breathing into them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of these things, it's the first time I've experienced them as well. You know, so I'm like a new student for, just like everyone else here, for some of these things. So you know, that the celestial one we did with the cosmic energy coming down, merging with the earth energy today, wow. I was like, man, it just, everybody was kind of feeling like it just makes you want to just absolutely explode. Because it's just, you know, the expansion that happens in the heart, it's just like, blah. It's kind of blows you out. But,
I know a couple did explode, it seemed like. I noticed that there's a couple people that ended up on the ground, you know, with the energy. It was pretty amazing. But in a really good way. I mean, they just were thrown into ecstatic bliss and had all their energy channels opened up.
Yeah. Con's got some juice, man. And just being around him, you get this kind of amp, you know. So I was a little tentative, you know. I wasn't quite sure because, you know, doing the seminars with Max, I knew what Max was bringing to the table, and I knew Con was amazing, but, you know, I think I'm actually pretty excited about the class. You know, I love the practices because there's so much grounding and so much heart-oriented practices, you know, that I think, you know, we could probably just keep going. You know, like we did with Max, and I think it'd be received really well. You know, these are all really, really safe, really smooth kind of energetic practices. You know, and that's, Max is more intense, you know, so that can be hard for some people, but with Con, it's just so smooth, you know, and it's just so heart-centered, and, you know, so... Who knows? Who knows what'll happen? But so far it's been it blew me away today too. You know, I mean, more than I expected. So yeah.
It definitely was an awesome class today. It's but you know, I have seen so much. I'm not trying to brag, but I've seen incredible masters and sat at the feet of some pretty intense yogis and lamas But today, the energy today was just phenomenal, and the teachings were incredible, and no doubt about it, he's had me impressed, you know.
Yeah. Con's wide open, you know. He sees your energy, he sees your organs, he sees everything, you know, when he looks at you. So he's real good for as a guide, you know, when you start doing these practices, because you get yourself, you know, moving energy in a certain way, and he can tell exactly what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's always comforting, you know.
Yeah, we had
the photos were unbelievable.
Oh,
last night. Oh, look at pictures, you know. We're like, oh, cool, you got pictures. But he just took them, you know. He was just outside and just took them. And we're like, oh, it's a figure, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Sun recognized the picture and showed us, and we just, our jaws just dropped, you know. We didn't know what to think about that one. That was crazy. So
yeah, it's tough when, you know, you have the connection, the energy's there and everything else, and then you have those left brain people that are saying, oh, this is all nonsense and everything else. But when you take a photograph of one of the goddesses, you know, hovering over your head, you know, what do you do with that? I mean, how do you continue in your path of denial?
Well, it's just crazy because, you know, he'll be out, and this happened last year with the Babaji photo, mm-hmm. but he's just in total darkness, you know, in some trees, and he feels energy coming down in a column and just decides to take a picture, you know, not knowing what'll show up. But the fact that this image of Guan Yin was so exact to the poster or the photograph Sun had,
mm-hmm.
is just incredible. So there's no mistake.
Yeah.
Who you're dealing with, you know?
No, it was not.
Look at the photo. It's exact, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It
definitely wasn't something you had to kind of make it into it or kind of use your imagination or anything. I mean, when you saw it, we showed it to people even before the other photo was next to it. You know, the ancient painting or whatever of Kuan Yin. Without it next to it, we go, what does this look like? And we pop the photo up, and right away people go, Kuan Yin. They automatically said Kuan Yin right up front. So it's not something
well,
that you have to.
What's funny is he didn't even know. He didn't know.
Uh-huh.
You know, he said he didn't know exactly what it was. He just knew it was this beautiful, holy, holy energy is the way he described it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for it to turn out to be that was just, you know, it kind of, he just laughed, you know. He said, my life is very strange. You know,
yeah.
He's just blown away by it all as well, you know. And, but
he,
every time we
so
come up here, you know, the
so
energies are so strong, and there's so much good energy, so many powerful beings that hang around here, you know, because good work's being done, and the people that come here are the ones that are trying to bring forth, you know, some new thought, new ideas, you know, kind of the brave souls who are willing to be out there and be ridiculed or whatever it is, you know, in order to bring about this new understanding of what we're all dealing with, you know.
Oh yeah, you know, it's just amazing. Just the we had sat around the dinner table there, you know, at the house there, and just, you know, a whole group of us were all sitting there, and definitely you were part of that group too. And the different beings that kept popping in on us, and each one had a different energy signature. And I mean, we were all just laughing and just getting totally blissed out and hits of energy. It was just amazing. It was like the whole, like we're having a little ascended master party at the table when we're all sitting together.
Yeah. I'm just glad I have people like you and Khan and Eileen around me, so that, because I'm not quite as sensitive to, you know, exactly what is going on. You know, I might feel a jolt or a twitch or a hiccup or whatever it is, but Eileen is extremely tuned in, and then you guys there to kind of confirm things is
mm-hmm.
is pretty cool.
Yeah, is Eileen there? I'd love to get a feminine point of view on her experience.
Let me see if I can find her here. Can I? Hiking around in the night. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. If she's not, maybe we can round up Con or Sun or anybody else.
She's making tea.
Ah.
Hang on one second.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Eileen?
Yes, it is.
Hey, welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, we wanted to get a feminine perspective. We were talking about the class and the energies coming through the class and how people were experiencing it. And then we switched over to the little dinner party where we had at the dinner table.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. And I noticed that because of your sensitivity, you know, can you maybe explain the audience what you felt and what you experienced at the table with Con and Chris and Son and Pam and I don't know who else was there. I think there's a few other people there. My nephew was there, Cody. And
your sister?
My sister
showed up a little later.
Yeah, my other, Jennings and Sierra came in a little later, but so what were you experiencing there at the table when all the different beings kept popping in on us?
Well, the first thing I felt was this extreme, almost tired, warpy kind of tired feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I've felt it before when I've been around some really high level, Rinpoches in mm-hmm. the Buddhist tradition.
Yes.
And it made me question it. I was kind of going, I was wondering if you guys were feeling it too. That's when I brought it up and how I'd felt that before. And then you mentioned a name. And God, I'm sorry, I can't remember how to pronounce it.
Amitabha.
Amitabha.
Yeah.
Oh, and we just all kind of went off. And I just felt this extreme bliss shock go through my body. And it's made me start laughing extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, I started seeing a little bit fuzzy. And I could feel a different wave, kind of a more of a wavier wave. And then you mentioned that was probably Kazekiel,
mm-hmm.
who has a big connection with Khan.
Yeah.
And who likes to crack us up. And it was like being tickled from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like your heart's being tickled and your spine and just the central channel. And that was fun. And then I felt like I was going to be flung on the table, I think, as he was trying to get to Khan, who was sitting next to me. But yeah, that was fun. It's like a roller coaster ride.
It's so funny watching Khan interact with these beings, especially Kazekiel. It just cracks me up because, he emanates so much joy and energy anyway, but when he plugs into that other energy when it comes through him, it just sends everybody off at the whole table. I mean, we're all just busting a gut there laughing to our core, you know.
It's so much fun. I remember the first time we met you, the first time we came up to the ranch, and Kazekiel came in, and it was pretty amazing because Khan was actually able to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
They were having a conversation. And from a third person's point of view from the outside, you're going, well, is that real? And then you started in on the conversation, and you're both having the same conversation with Kazekiel, which is really cool. And that just really verified it for me, wow, this is real.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that we were all just cracking up really hard.
Oh, yeah. And, that's one thing I always say. You can't deny the feeling that comes with that presence, although everything else you can deny, but when you're sitting in that energy and you're feeling that presence come in, it's very hard to deny or even doubt, but sometimes we do, our mind jumps in and tries to negate things.
Yeah. Well, we're all brought up to, question things. It's good. I mean, it's good to question, obviously, but, when you feel it, when you actually experience it, I mean, you know without a doubt that it's real because you can't doubt that you're experiencing that.
Mm-hmm. I know he was telling me, I want to talk to him more about that, but he said actually Kazekiel's been appearing to him in his cave and having conversations with him, and I'd love to compare notes with him one of these days on the information he's getting, and actually how he sees him as well.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's great that he gets to have all this face-to-face contact with all these beings.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel them more. I really feel the energy, and I'm very auditory. I hear them, and I just know who they are by their feeling and their frequencies of their energies. And I do see them too, but not as clear as he does. He seems to be able to see them much clearer than I do.
Yeah. I can, like me, I can feel the energies. I can feel the difference in from one energy to another, but I can't really see. Very rarely have I been given glimpses of energies, but they've never looked like an actual person to me. They've just been like colored energy blobs, for lack of a better way to put it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
actually,
getting,
you know, when I do see stuff though, is at night, and that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I know they always say you're more open when you're in that state of being between asleep and awake.
Yes.
And when I wake up in the middle of the night, I will be wide open,
mm-hmm.
and I'll stare at things in the room for I'll stay up for a good half hour and just look at things. And I've seen devices in the room. I saw one thing that looked kind of like a, first it looked like a plant bulb, and then it looked like I realized it looked up and turned to the side and noticed it had a huge beak.
Hmm.
And it looked sort of like an emu head, but with a large beak.
Strange.
So that was really interesting.
Yeah.
But I just get little glimpses. I wish I could see like Khan does. That would be so mm-hmm. amazing. I mean, he sees your energy flowing in your body. He sees where your blocks are. He sees the energies around you. I mean, that would be incredible to have that.
Yeah, that's sometimes I know the people that are the people that are antennas. They sense everything, and then the other people are like batteries, and they really hold the energy and ground the energy. And I know the antennas always all want to be batteries, and the batteries all want to be antennas, you know. And you know, we all have our gifts, you know. We have our different types of gifts, and they're all equally important and equally necessary. But we always seem to want to develop, you know, the other side, which is good.
Yeah. I think humans are just that way. Look at girls. Girls want straight hair. They have curly hair, and vice versa. And just human nature, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Have we got anybody else there that wants to come on the show? Their son or, Khan's available?
Khan might be available. I'm not sure if he went into another session. Oh, son is here.
Oh, good.
Son is here. Would you like to talk to him?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, hold on one second.
Hey, James, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted you to talk a little bit about the class today and some of the... I know you're kind of interpreting some of the things because you have a really good background in the Kundalini, and we probably should, you know, talk a little bit more about that. Is that you are the ongoing Kundalini teacher here, and also Qigong and Neigong, and I don't know what else. You have so many things under your belt. I don't even know where to start, but be good to give a little assessment of the class today and what your experience was.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, geez, where do you begin? You know, I was just talking to another lady, and it's just like your whole body's just all buzzing, and you just want to, you're holding back from screaming, you know, because the energy is so high, and you just want to let out. You just want to scream. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just so amazing because the group of people that we have here right now is just really awesome. Great people, and Khan leading the workshop, and we kicked it off with Khan taking that picture of Kuan Yin, and I was just kind of speechless, you know, how that picture just matches up, and it's just been a blast. Everybody's had a great experience so far. The Qigong that he's shown us has just been just amazing, heart-opening, heart-centered, and very balanced, very balanced, centered in the heart, and I think everybody's very speechless. I spoke to a lot of people and who's had experiences, and they're like, "Hey, you want to jump on the radio show and I'll share your experience?" They're like, "No, I don't even know what to say. I'd say one word, wow."
Yeah, that's all that needs to be said, basically.
I know. I was like, a lot of people, they're just so they're just in the energy right now, and it's just hard to kind of get words and form words together and express how you feel because you just want to, uh-huh. You know. Tune in and just be in bliss and joy right now, you know.
I know there's a couple of people out there, you know, I just looked at them and I go, how are you doing? And they just like looked at me with this blank look on their face and just started cracking up and busting up laughing. Yeah. That's enough said, you know?
Yeah, that's perfect. It's so beautiful, you know?
Uh-huh. It's so nice to see people, you know, get out of their ruts or whatever, get out of their what's known to them and experience this, you know, greater territory or greater consciousness and energy, whatever you want to call it, and step out of their boxes and just, you know, open up to, you know, the bliss is within, you know, rather than running around like they're chickens with their heads cut off trying to acquire more things and you know, other people and to find happiness that way.
Definitely, and that's what this work is about. That's what you know, that's why we're here at eSETI, because the work that we've been doing here with everybody, workshop after workshop recently, has just been building and building more momentum, and people are just feeling it as days before they come onto the property, they're already being activated, processing, mm-hmm. purifying, and then when they come to the property, it's everybody is ripe and ready for the experience and then the connection and. Oh God, it's just mind blowing, you know, to think about how many the sphere of influence that we're reaching through mm-hmm. through the work that's been going on lately.
Yeah, it's kind of getting to be a tough act to follow. I mean, there's always something else going on, you know. You know, it's just you know, it's just a mind blower to me. It just keeps getting better and better and more expansive and you know, the experiences just become more and more awesome and you wonder, what's next? You know, how are we going
to
top this one? But it seems to just keep expanding and growing.
I know. Exactly. It just gets more and more profound and the experiences, the visitations are getting more real, more heartfelt, more deep. Maybe the next couple of phases will be a face-to-face or even a live tour aboard their mothership or something.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that, you know, these master teachers that are coming here, and I've had quite a few come here that are even Kung Fu and Qigong masters and things like that, and every one of them has come up with the same thing, and they had experiences. Like all of the teachings end up going back to the stars. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing hearing each one of them come here and talk about how they reached a certain point. They kind of transcended the religion part of it or, you know, the ism part of it. And they took it back to its ancient roots. And they go, well, wait a second, this is coming from the stars. You know, it's coming from the, you know, when you get into the base root of all these things, and it's funny, you know, hopefully we can might be able to get Khan to talk about, you know, how he had his own experience and how they told him he needed to start teaching these practices and get on with the work.
Yeah, that's true. It seems it seems the different practices, the breath work, were given by the star beings to the shamans, to the priests, and then to activate, and it carries a certain resonance and frequency and mm-hmm. opens up a different part of the DNA and then gives you a certain ability and all that stuff. And
yeah.
when you activate that part of your DNA, they actually are able to recognize and pick up on that vibration no matter where they're at because it's part of their genetic lineage. And mm-hmm. then they come to you, and a lot of times when they come, they're just so pleased and just so grateful that we've continued the practice, that we're working towards reconnecting with them. And when they do come, you know, they make a connection, and it's usually permanent, you know, as long as you're on the path and heart focus and of service, and they continue to download you with information, with practices, lead you to throughout your life and your path, and it's just an amazing experience to have to reconnect with your star family and just have that connection. And oh God, what's next, you know?
yeah. Hey, can you hang on a second? I think we've got a caller. Let me see.
Okay.
Is there anybody out there? I think we have a caller on line one. Looks like we might have lost him. I don't know. He's not popping up. So, but Anyway, well, we'll just move on and go on with what we're talking about. But yeah, it is amazing how they're still there. You know, these masters are still there. You know, you wonder, you know, I just blows me away that these beings have been sitting around here for thousands and thousands of years, you know, waiting for us to evolve to the level that they can communicate with us. And now that we've, you know, done our homework here and been walking the talk, you know, and doing our disciplines, you know, those gates are opening up, and it's just a matter of time, I think, before we are going to experience heaven on earth. We have to go through some major changes in between, but, you know, one day we will be walking right alongside some of these masters who will be appearing to us and teaching us, you know, straight away, you know, without any middlemen.
Yeah, so from what it seems, it's like they're yeah, like you said, they're just waiting and watching, and because they can't do the work for us, because that would be building a dependency and a handicap, and that wouldn't be our own permanent growth. And so they're mm-hmm. always waiting and watching and patient as ever, you know, for us to rise to the occasion, meet them halfway, and do our inner work and focus on service and just connect within our own God self, our own divinity. And when they do come, it's just like, whoa, there's just amazing beings out there, feline, blue-skinned, mantis-looking beings, and it's just a big, big world universe out there, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of the people who are stuck in social consciousness is losing out.
Yeah, it seems like most people have two categories. It either fits into their religion, their ism, you might say, or it's dark or evil or whatever. And not to say that there aren't things out there that you would like to avoid, which we teach. You know, we teach how to heal any unseen negative influences and how to keep your connections clear and work with the highest beings, you know. But it just seems that people are so afraid of actually venturing out into that unknown. You know, I know people fear two things most of all, and one is the unknown and one is change. And that's what this brings. It brings a change in consciousness, a new belief system, and you start experiencing the unknown and making it known. And I think it's an awesome adventure, and I never want it to end. And I just, you know, like we were saying, what's next? You know, what's going to appear next?
Mm-hmm. This is, space is the final frontier, but actually it's within yourself. There's no end, you know? There's no end. There mm-hmm. are negative and regressive beings out there, but, you know, you attract what you focus on, and the love is the ultimate power, and focusing on compassion, on love, building inner sensitivity, that is the most important thing that will guide you and lead you through the different tests, because as you evolve, as you grow, break open the seals of your chakras, there are tests within that'll test your courage, your compassion, your self-love, yourself in touch with your own self and your relationship with yourself. And those are the tools that are needed at these times of great change, where a lot of fear is being purposely fed and pumped to people. So it is about doing your inner work and reconnecting within.
Yeah, I agree. You have to maintain your own self-authority and you know, in these experiences, and again, knowing that love is the ultimate power, and allowing God's love, whatever name you want to give it, to flow through you. One of the, I was connecting with this one being, and I was talking to him about it. I said, why are these beings so threatened by us sometimes? You know, these other energies, these regressive energies, they're astral, some of the astral beings and things like that. And they said, because you're capable of allowing the full consciousness and energy of God to flow through you. You have that potential within you. And that they're afraid of, you know, because we have the genes of the gods, you know, and we have the consciousness, the potential of becoming one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the universe. And so basically, knowing that potential is there, I guess some of them are a little afraid, you know, that we would actually open up and activate that full potential.
Understandable, but, you know, we are all one, and I think it is our, it's part of everyone's responsibility to heal and bring them to the light, you know. You cannot ignore it. As you grow in light, these beings will come, and it is our responsibility to help heal them and make them understand that they don't need to coerce and manipulate us, because, you know, ultimately our growth is their growth, and they just don't understand that, and looking for the temporary immediate gain and reward.
Yeah, I think about that. How can you have competition or jealousy or anything in oneness? You know, how can you have separation? You know, they don't exist. And I mean, I've had one person, I couldn't believe it. It was a female that was up here, and she said that we are in competition, her and I, to see who was going to become the Christ, you know, the first one to become the Christ. God, I almost fell on the ground laughing. I said, how can... I can't even relate to that. How could there be any competition in service? You know, how could there be,
right.
you know, any separation whatsoever? I want you to experience the height of whatever you can experience, you know, reach your greatest potential. You know, I'm behind you 100%, you know, even if it goes light years beyond me, I don't care. You know, that's not, that's
all
not
the better,
because
then her growth will be our growth, you know, and help emanate and radiate and pave the way for more people to follow.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I didn't see, you know, the Christ football team out there, you know, beating each other over the head, you know, fighting over a dead animal skin, you know. So,
I know.
I don't think that program works in the heavens, you know. You know, they'd probably say, throw the ball back forth to each other saying, you take it, no, you take it, no, you carry it over the line. you know, instead of fighting over who got it over the line. But
yeah, that's a funny joke. This place, it ain't big enough for two Christ-conscious beings or something, huh?
Yeah.
Or this
whole
earth, we're all, that is our potential to reach that. And, you know, we are that, just that we forgot that we are God beings, you know, and it's just simply, there's no reaching, searching outside of yourself. It's simply sitting and being and knowing that, going within and knowing that you are God beings, and just working on that, feeling that connection, and just taking the time to feel it, you know, and do practices that help you to reconnect with your own divinity.
Yeah, what if the earth ascended and everybody came, you know? Or
right.
There's a lot of other things. It's not optional anymore, basically.
Plan.
Yeah, the earth is ascending. We are moving to the next level, and I know some of us are going to take that path, and some aren't, you know, and that's okay. You know, they can finish their evolution somewhere else, but the bottom line, the earth is ascending to the next level, so, you know, we have to decide, you know, if we're going to be a part of that process or finish our lesson somewhere else.
Just go with the flow and be like water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never rushing, never pushing, just go with the flow. That's the big thing.
Yeah. I think we've got another caller here. Let me see if we can get this caller on in line two. Looks like it's Petrella from Bothell, Washington. Are you with us, Petrella?
Hey, James. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. I just wanted to say hello when we were down to the ranch a couple weeks ago when you were not there, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Enjoyed being there. And I just had a question about some of the things that we saw.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. There were lights on the mountain,
mm-hmm.
and they were, you know, off and on and off and on. And then they seem to go away for a while. Is that kind of what happens most of the time?
Definitely. It happened, it's happened the past two or three nights. I think one night we had a skip in it, but there's actually a door that opens, you know, on the mountain, and there's nothing there.
Uh-huh.
It's all just a big lava face there. Where it's going on, and we've checked it out. There's no roads up there. It's all wilderness land, you know, and that's 13 miles away. So the light you're seeing is just enormous, you know, the candle power that it
mm-hmm.
would take to create a light like that you could see 13 miles away. So, you know, what you're seeing there is probably the door opening that goes into the interior and things coming in and out of it.
Well, it was quite interesting, and when we were there also, there were a lot of, other things happening in the sky that were like shooting stars and one huge, something that came down on the left side of the mountain, that was like a green meteor or something.
Oh, nice.
It was very, very exciting. But, you have obviously been on the mountain yourself.
Oh, yeah, I've been all over the mountain and checked it out. And they call that area the fairy lights. And they kind of stay away from it. A lot of the Native Americans up there don't go over there. And they just, like, leave it alone. It's kind of a very sacred area.
Okay, well, listen, I'll let you go. But I'll be seeing you next week here in Washington for your meeting.
Great. I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call.
Well, that's cool. I remember one time I was out at in the field, and there was a couple out there, and they saw the craft flying overhead, and then they asked me, so why do you think that there's so much UFOs? Why there's so much activity here flying through? Then I was paused for a moment and thought about it, then I looked at the mountain and I said, see that mountain right there? They say it's a doorway into the inner earth. And as soon as I said that, the mountain just lit up so bright, and the two couple, they're just like, oh, okay, we believe you. So that was really cool in that the beings in there was very cooperative, and they're very telepathic and very psychic, and it was just awesome that they were just reassured what I was saying, you know, and listening in or whatever they were doing, you know.
Yeah, their timing is impeccable. It looks like we've got Mike from Austin, Texas on line 3. Mike, are you with us?
Hi, James. Yeah, I'm here. Just wanted to give a quick call in. I'm in Austin right now, and I heard about your work, a couple months ago, and I want to commend you and honor you for the work that you're doing. It's phenomenal to hear everything that you talk about in your interviews and and your film and just everything that's going on. It's great. I real quickly, I'm on my way to Portland, so to live out there, so I can get out to the ranch, and I'm really having a hard time. I can't wait to get there. But I grew up in southeast Arizona, where I've had some really brief but amazing encounters with extraterrestrials in the skies out there. And I just kind of forgot about all that stuff, and had a real bad, listening to, some of the, I'd never had an abduction, but I had a really intense mind control from some off-world, being in my sleep that I woke up from, and it kind of kept me from looking up into the sky anymore, just coming awake this past year, wanting to know what's really going on. I'm like, I'm just getting out to Mount Adams and see for myself. But my question is, what is the most recent message you've gotten from the ETs? Period. Just about the most recent thing about what's going on and what they want to let us know for September, 2009. So.
Yeah, one of the things they say, and this would probably be a real turnoff for some people, but they almost sound biblical, some of the really higher beings that I'm working with, and they talk about God, basically, and they say it's a frequency and a force. They said anything with it, it's beyond all the images and all the names. But they keep saying that, God is pressing hard on the earth right now. They said there will be heaven on earth. And they talk a lot about the grid, the old grid being torn down, the consciousness grid here on the earth, and a whole new grid taking its place. And they talk about how the frequencies of tyranny and those who are in that social consciousness of jealousy and competition and the playing the separation game and acting in a very unconscious way, considering humanity and the earth. that those people are going to, you know, they're going to have the same opportunity to wake up and heal and move with this flow, but they're the ones that don't go with the flow, it's not going to be a fun ticket for them, you might say, and it's not anybody doing something to them, it's their own choices and their own actions and their own karma, you might say, that's going to be accelerated. So you know, everybody's going to have a golden opportunity to wake up and heal and move to the next level, but they make it very clear that some are not going to make that choice.
Sounds good. Well, James, thanks for your time, and I'll see you out there at the East City Ranch, hopefully by December. Hopefully you guys are still out there in the cold looking up
the
sky.
We'll be here. Thanks for calling.
All right,
looks like we have another caller here. We've got Sherry from Canada on line two. Are you with us, Sherry?
Hello.
Sherry,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I had a question. There's so many awesome things that are offered, like the classes that you have and inner sensitivity training. And, you know, I wish I was closer in a way. And I was wondering if things could be offered over the Internet. And one example, for example, this weekend, Project Camelot is doing a live stream from L.A. regarding their conference. And
mm-hmm.
Could some of these classes be maybe live streamed or somehow offered, you know, with the technology of the Internet so people far away could participate? I know it's probably not the same as being right in the energies there, but it may make it more available on a global level and to a benefit of a greater number of people, even if it's not the same as being there. I wonder if that could be a possibility at some point.
Yeah, it definitely is a possibility. We've been working towards that. We just haven't had the expertise or the funding to make that happen right now. But we're hoping to move in that direction. And you know, I'm the last one to be able to figure out how to do that because I can barely, you know, turn my computer on and answer my emails. And I can do Skype now. That's a new one for me. But there's I have to rely on other people. And, you know, we have these classes. We have videotaped a lot. We didn't videotape this one, but the other self-mastery classes are definitely on, you know, they've been videotaped, but we have to edit them and somehow, you know, reformat them and do all this other work, which we just haven't been able to get to, or we don't have the expertise to do it right now. But that probably will be coming up. You know, in the near future, we'll have something like that.
That would be great, because then it could just broaden the scope of the people you reach and the upliftment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad that it could be moving in that direction. So thanks so much, James.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Looks like we're back to Sun. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've got, I was wondering if Khan is floating around there anywhere.
Yeah, he is. Khan's right here.
Oh, maybe we can get a few words from Khan, and you might want to stick around and help translate a little bit,
Okay. We'll see what we can do. Khan is an amazing guy, but he does speak a little English, so if the callers will just bear with us and just try to feel his words and his what he's trying to say. Hang on one second.
Hello.
Hello, Khan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We
know your English is limited, but you know, you could say a few words in Japanese, or you can also say a few words in English. Anything you'd want to one of the most important things that messages you'd like to get across to people.
Yeah. In Japanese, very, very special place, James, place, and I feel and I met Babaji energy and very, very holy energy. I can see very, very special experience. Mr. James is great. Yeah.
We talked about your picture that you took of Kuan Yin.
Yeah, last night, midnight, I'm outside, I'm sitting in meditation. Suddenly, special energy falling down. I feel very bright. And my private home, and take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And a three picture, and one samkara. Second picture is many, many beautiful colors. And third picture, Kuan Yin picture, and a white robe, and a very beautiful picture. They are nice. And,
yeah.
I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. Actually, I'm not surprised that they wouldn't come and say hi to you. You know, you're such a special and wonderful, humble person.
Yeah. And I feel the care.
All right. Oh, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, very special.
Yeah.
Special, good special experience. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, and definitely we'll have you back up here and to do some more of these Kunlun workshops and hopefully fill the room with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Little bit English. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, it's more important that people just feel your energy you know, get to tune in to, you know, some of the wonderful energy that's happening here at the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling, thank you for everything and the James' praise. I teach Kunlun seminar. Thank you for everything. Thank you for James. Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Yeah.
All right. Is his son there?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, my seminar. Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow, we'll be doing another class, another seminar.
Yeah. Very interesting. Exciting,
So, I'm wondering who you're going to photograph tonight. You going to take some more photos tonight?
Yeah.
Take your phone out in the field?
Yeah, I hope,
And, you know, everybody's going to follow you around with their cameras out there now.
I'm sorry, English a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good. You know, you're doing great.
I see.
Well, you can just give everybody a big hug over the air. I'm sure they can feel your energy. Well, we're almost out of time, so we'll have to say goodnight because I've got to move on. But thank you so much for coming on the show. See you in a little while.
I'm sorry, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Good night.
All right, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye. All right, there's Khan for you. Unfortunately, he doesn't speak English real well, but I just wanted people to actually feel his energy and experience him, because he's just an amazing guy. You know, he was a samurai warrior, you know, undefeated, major martial artist, and now he's taken this new path to just totally initiate and enlighten people. And, you know, sometimes they say you got to become the warrior first, and then you become the priest, because you need that fearlessness, you know. But he definitely has that just total fearless bliss, you know, that he sends out into the room for everybody else to experience, and just pure love emanating from him. Just a wonderful man. But anyway, we're out of time here. Looks like we're running up to the end of the hour. We've got to sign off here. Go ahead and check out the eSETI workshop coming up on the site. We've got a lot of new workshops coming up. We'll be going to Hawaii real soon and teaching quite a few workshops, and that's all on eSETI.org. All the information is there. We have another Self-Mastery 2 class coming up, and then we have an ambassador training class. So be sure to check those out, and don't miss the opportunity to come and hang out in this wonderful energy. And also check out the books and videos and the DVDs. We have some awesome speakers, just incredible people that have come to the ranch and also shared their knowledge and wisdom. But anyway, this is James Hillman with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies. They're getting real busy. Good night.